Who cares? This is Carson's Court, reporting live from Virginia Beach. We are loaded today on a Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Carson's podcast today. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app. Alright, thanks for joining us today. We have a lot to talk about. We have two live callers and breaking news, so stay tuned for that. Nothing on Kawhi Leonard. Absolutely nothing. We knocked it down to three teams. We have knocked it down to Toronto, to the Clippers, and to the Lakers. Personally, I could see him going to Toronto. I could see him going to the Clippers. I could see him going to the Lakers. I don't feel like Toronto has a big chance here. I don't know exactly how big the difference is between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers, but I have a feeling it's a good size amount. Let me start off with saying this. Let me start the show off here. Teams, I think some people, and I know I've talked about this before, but I think some people underestimate teams. I think they overestimate teams. For one, the Pittsburgh Steelers are being underestimated. They are hungry here for a championship. Watching the Patriots tie them, I don't think was a great feeling for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are hungry here. Underestimating the Cleveland Browns. I think that they are a great team. I think they're a smart organization. And I think that they're, personally, I think they won the AFC North. The Pittsburgh Pirates, I think, are underestimated. I mean, they just beat Houston 10-0. They crushed the Cubs. Underestimating them? Why? Okay, now let's move on to this. In the NBA, I think people are underestimating maybe Golden State. I think the franchise, I mean, the glory days are slowly coming to an end, but I think they're a great team. I think people are overestimating the Brooklyn Nets. I think that's where you pump the brakes a little bit here. I think they're going to be better. I mean, they can't be worse by signing Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, KD. But, number one, KD isn't playing this year. That's the first thing. And the second thing is this. I don't think Kyrie Irving can really carry a team well. Look at this. He played in Boston. Boston, they haven't won a championship with him. That tells you here. Kawhi Leonard goes to Toronto for the first time, ever. Toronto wins a championship because Kawhi Leonard went there. Kyrie Irving goes to Boston. Boston still hasn't won one. And the other thing is I think they're going to be better with Kevin Durant. Golden State, they were a well-known team, but they weren't anything like they were until Kevin Durant came here. Kevin Durant came to Golden State. Golden State started winning championships. I mean, I think you gotta agree here. I think that the Brooklyn Nets, I think people are overestimating them. They're not gonna win this year. Next year, I highly doubt they'll win. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving hardly played together. People are overestimating the Brooklyn Nets. I think it'll take 3 years before they claim a championship. And I think I think the Lakers are perfect. I really do. If they sign Kawhi Leonard, people are saying they're going to win a championship. Without Kawhi Leonard is when it gets questioning. Because the West is so competitive right now. Look, you got the Denver Nuggets. The Golden State Warriors are still there. The West is so good right now. I can't say that if the Lakers don't get Kawhi Leonard, they're going to win. But I know that if they do get Kawhi Leonard, if they stay healthy, they should win. And I really do think that that is why people are really underestimating, maybe, I think, people underestimating the Boston Celtics. People say, I mean, they're not going to win the championship. The East will probably fall to, you know, Milwaukee, maybe Philadelphia. I don't think it's going to fall to Boston, though. I think people are underestimating them, but I still think they have a potential to do good, I think. I mean, great. I got to say, hats off to Boston. I lost Kawhi Leonard. Kyrie Irving. Okay, well, they got another Kemba Walker. Great job by Boston. Very good. I think people are underestimating them. My point here, people underestimate teams. People overestimating teams. The Lakers, I don't think they are underestimating them. And I don't think they're overestimating them. All right, well, let me switch to this. The Penguins traded Phil Kessel. Now, you know, a lot of people, especially up in Pittsburgh, I'm sure, don't feel really happy about this trade. I gotta agree with them. I think, I don't know exactly what the Penguins are doing here. I think that the Penguins, I mean, and this was my concern going in to the NHL offseason. I thought, well, the Penguins got eliminated by the New York Islanders. They're going to think, well, it's time to rebuild. No, it's not time to rebuild. Listen, folks, the New York Islanders have the best defense in the NHL. They have the potential to shut down players. They shut down Crosby. They shut down Malkin. If the Capitals would have advanced against the Carolina Hurricanes, they would have shut down Ovechkin and Yoshi. I think that I really do think that the Penguins are thinking we need to rebuild, and I don't think that's the case here. And I think Arizona got a steal player. I think Arizona lucked out. I don't agree with the Penguins' decision here. All right, well, coming up, let's switch to this. Breaking news. This is what I wanted to say real quick. As you know, the United States have knocked out England, and they are advancing. The next breaking news is Colin Kaepernick has pulled back a Nike shoe. We're going to have a live caller on that coming up next. And we're going to get into that coming up next. And also, as you know, the Penguins traded Phil Kessel. That is it for the breaking news. Coming up on my show, coming up on Carson's Court, we have a live caller. I'm very excited about this. These two. Stay tuned for that on Carson's Court. We'll be right back on Carson's Court. Welcome back on Carson's Court. Here is Vonda. She's live in Virginia Beach. She's going to talk about Colin Kaepernick. Here is Vonda. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what do you think of the Colin Kaepernick situation here?
Well, I think that he's a very unpatriotic young man. The country that gave him the ability to do well and make lots of money playing a silly game, and now he's turning his back on it. I think that disrespecting the flag, period, yeah, is very unpatriotic and is very disgraceful for the people who have gone overseas, and some of them have died to try to protect his freedom to do these things.
Now, you know, you've seen in his past kneeling during the national anthem, and now he's pulling back a shoe. Are you really surprised about this, or not really?
Well, I think that this thing, it sort of surprised me that the shoe company allowed him to do this, because I know that he's a spokesperson for them and everything, but everybody thought they were wrong to get him as a spokesperson to begin with because of his history.
And I know that you don't feel happy about him, and you know, the thing is that if there was any question at all that a team would have signed him, that has gone down to zero, do you think?
I think it's gone down to zero, and I think he was not even that great of a player when he played. The last year he was there, he wasn't playing well. And I was sat on the bench a lot.
Yes, and especially during the national anthem, you know, after that happened, it just spread mainly through the NFL and you know, and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it got even worse, and people were very divided. Some people felt that he was okay to express himself, and other people like me feel that you can express yourself, but when you're on a team and working for that team, you should obey the rules that are made on that team at the time.
And a lot of the stuff, really, a lot of the people that kind of, you know, not necessarily agreed with him, but in a way, you know, said that it was okay, do believe in the friendly protesting situation, you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff. And like,
yes, I mean, but the thing is if I was working for a company and I went into work and started doing things that I was not, that I knew were against their policies, then I would expect that they would probably fire me.
And I'm sure they would. And they did in this situation. Once the bad publicity starting to get out, the 49ers did cut them, and I'm sure you agree with that decision.
Mm-hmm. And nobody else wanted him after that.
Right, and nobody else, I think, will. And you know, and I think Nike pulling back on the shoe, really, I think Nike was just trying to keep their spokesperson happy. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's going to end up hurting Nike.
I think you're right, and I think Nike will end up maybe even letting Kaepernick go. I really do.
Well, that would be okay by me.
All right, well, thank you for being on Carson's Court today.
You are very welcome.
No, you have a good rest of your night now.
And you as well.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and yes, the situation with Kaepernick, I mean, nobody, I don't think he would have got signed before this shoe situation came out. I still don't. And just to let you know, if the announcement is made, well, Kawhi Leonard is going, we will stop it and we will deliver it, and I will say what I think about his team. My prediction is it'll lean a little bit more towards tomorrow night. My prediction is tomorrow night. All right, well, coming up, that was Vonda. This is Mike. Mike is live in Virginia Beach as well, so we're going to stay tuned for him. He'll be bringing up some interesting points that you and I might have not have thought of. Coming up on Carson's Court, stay tuned for that on the Carson Court Podcast. Welcome back to Carson's Court. We have Mike on the phone. He's going to bring up different points here. Let's see how he's doing. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. It's really good to be on the show again. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's a great Tuesday.
Well, good. Happy Tuesday to you as
Happy
well.
Happy Tuesday. So you have points or different things that normal people wouldn't think of? Is that that's what's going on here, I heard?
Well, I don't know. I just thought we were going to talk Major League Baseball. I don't know if there's points that people haven't thought of, but I'm just going to give you my thoughts on how the season's going.
That's perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's really amazing that the Yankees have pulled out to the lead that they have. They're currently 6.5 games ahead of Tampa Bay, and the Red Sox, the world champion Red Sox, they are 11 games out of first place.
And that's the first thing I wanted to ask you, too. Do you think maybe the, they played in London, a very small stadium. Is that, do you think, why the four-hour games happened and the high scoring? It was a small stadium that, you kind of get what I'm saying. Home runs are more possible.
Well, I don't know what happened exactly there. I think there was a lot of people nervous. There was a lot of hitting, that's for sure. And it's hard to explain that, with the exception that both of those teams have really good offenses. Neither one of those teams is ever out of the game. So, the Yankees and the Red Sox have a long history. They have a very long history of playing four-hour games. They have a long history of playing close games. And there's a tremendous rivalry. It's one of the best rivalries in all of sports. It's maybe not quite as heated up as it was a few years back. I used to go to Yankee Stadium, and I would run into Red Sox fans, and it was kind of fun, the give and take.
Right.
We really enjoyed those days. I'm not quite sure it's as intense anymore as it was, because now the Red Sox have won a couple of world championships. But it's still a very good rivalry.
It is, and you can go ahead and continue. I just wanted to stop you there.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I think it's amazing that the Yankees, with all their injuries, have played as well as they have. All their reserves have stepped in, and they've done a great job. Not just a good job, a great job. And nobody could have saw that coming. Nobody.
Yeah. And, I mean, going in, you know, I the Yankees look great, but I do think that the Yankees and because you're obviously a Yankee fan, the thing is I'm just, for you guys, I'm afraid of Houston. I really, truly am.
Well, I think Houston is having its troubles at the moment. Their pitching has really kind of been so-so.
Especially what they did to the Pirates. I mean, what the Pirates did to them. I mean, that was incredible.
Houston is, I mean, it's a good record. The last I looked, they were like 20 games over 500. They had like a 6 or 7 game lead over Texas, who's in second place. They're going to win their division. I don't think there's any question about that. They're going to go to the playoffs. I'm not sure their pitching is as good as it's been the last couple of years. And that's my big concern about the Yankees, because I'm sure, as you know, because you're a sports expert, I'm sure you know that good pitching beats good hitting.
Yeah.
And the Yankees have probably one of the best lineups in the entire major leagues. However, when they get to the playoffs, they're going to be facing some really good pitching. So it's really hard to tell exactly what's going to happen. The playoffs are a crapshoot anyway. Anybody can win, anybody can lose.
That was the other thing. Maybe not a ton with the playoffs, but I wanted to get your opinion and I mean, with the Los Angeles Angels pitcher who was obviously somehow died in a hotel room, and I just wanted to get your insight on that.
Well, I think that's a tragedy, and here's the thing. You realize in some situations, you realize that there's a lot more important things than baseball or any sport. Okay, we're talking of life and death. Tyler Skaggs is only 27 years old. Tyler Skaggs got married in December. He leaves behind a wife. By all accounts, he was a happy person. He was a good teammate. He was a good friend. He was just a good person to have on a team. And how that's going to affect the Angels is really hard to say. It may cause them to pull together and become more of a family. It may increase their bond in a weird sense of the word. It may make them better. But you never replace a player like that. You never forget something like that. And I think it's good to be reminded sometimes that even though the game itself is important, it is nowhere near as important as somebody's life.
Right, and I agree. At this particular point of the season, who do you feel like, you know, I mean, not to have the best chance to win the World Series, but who is the front runner, who is the best team in the MLB, according to you?
According to me, well, right now, the Dodgers have the best record in baseball, but the Yankees are a close second. If I had to pick somebody to win it all right now, right this second, I probably would pick the Dodgers simply because of their pitching.
And, I mean, you've seen the Dodgers' history. It's gone. I mean, it went to two World Series and couldn't win one. And I just
but every year is different. This is 2019. What happened in 2017 and 2018? It's not as important. They're going to make the playoffs. They have a 12 game lead. They have the best record in baseball. More importantly, they have really good pitching. And like I said before, when you get to the playoffs, good pitching beats good hitting.
Right.
They've scored 128 more runs than they've given up. That's an amazing statistic. Okay? I mean, that really is. You know, the Yankees, by comparison, who have a really great offense, they've scored 105 runs more than they've given up.
Right.
So this is an amazing stat, and I think it's going to mean something in the playoffs. Having said that, anything can happen. I mean, there's never a slam dunk in any of these games or in any of these sports.
And I did want to just touch on the fact the Mets, they had a big win last night for them, especially going in, you know, with the confidence. And what do you think of the New York Mets?
Well, I think they're a team that's got a lot of issues. They're very dysfunctional. They've had a lot of injuries. They have a manager who doesn't seem to know what he's doing, Mickey Callaway. I'm surprised he hasn't been fired. They also have a situation where the manager is not really in control of the game. His general manager is texting him instructions during the game. You can't have that. You have to have a manager who is in charge. The players know that the manager is not in charge. You either need to let the manager do his job, or you need to get rid of him and get somebody and let them do the job. But no matter who they have as a manager, the manager's got to be the one in charge.
Right.
I don't blame Mickey Callaway as much as I blame the front office of the Mets for causing that dysfunction.
Okay, and I mean, obviously, you know, there's great teams. The Reds are one of the worst teams. But one team that I wanted to point out in particular is the Seattle. Seattle, I mean, they started off on fire. We may have talked about this before. But I wanted to get your insight on what happened to Seattle.
Seattle was never as good as their record indicated. They beat up on some of the lesser teams, and they had a very easy schedule in the beginning. Still, nobody thought they'd go 13-3. Nobody thought they would have a record like that. So it's really hard to believe they were as good as they were, and now it's pretty hard to believe they're as bad as they are.
Correct.
They've stabilized it lately. They've won 5 out of their last 10. But they're well below 500. They're like 14 games below 500. They're not going anywhere quickly. This wasn't scheduled to be a great year for Seattle anyway. They're in a rebuilding program. So I think a lot of people were surprised at their start. I don't think anybody's really that surprised at their record right now.
And go ahead.
Here's a team to watch. The Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates. I know they've had some trouble. I know they've had some injuries. I know they've been struggling. Right now, they have a record of 40 wins and 43 losses, but they're only 5 games out of first place.
And yeah, and now that's the other thing I was going to ask you is looking at the Pittsburgh Pirates division. I mean, you got the Chicago Cubs, the St. Louis Cardinals. You know,
it's
Milwaukee.
The biggest division in baseball. Okay.
And, yeah.
The Cincinnati Reds are in last place. Okay.
By far.
Half games out. So.
And but go ahead. I was just going to say the Reds are pretty much by far in last place. The Pirates have somehow caught a wind that has just blew them. I mean, if you look at this Pittsburgh Pirate team, just a couple days ago, weeks ago, they were in last place in their division. You know, and now somehow they're catching a wind that could pass Milwaukee up.
Well, they're only 5 games out of first, but they're only a game and a half out of last. Cincinnati is the only team that's behind them. But even Cincinnati, with a record of 38 wins and 44 losses, is only 6.5 games out of first place.
Right.
Okay. So it's really hard to say how that division is going to.
It's hard to pinpoint. I mean, a lot of people say the Cubs. Well, the thing is St. Louis is not far from passing the Cubs up. Milwaukee's not far from passing the Cubs up. And now this Pittsburgh Pirate team somehow caught a wind of greatness. They're not that far from passing the Chicago Cubs up. So it's not official. It's hard to pinpoint this Pittsburgh Pirate division.
Well, the Cubs have actually lost the last couple of games. They're in second place now. Milwaukee actually did pass them up. And the thing of it is the Cubs are only 5 games over 500. Milwaukee, who's in first place, is only 7 games over 500. So it's anybody's division. It's all those teams in that division have had trouble with their pitching on and off during the entire season. They've all had their share of injuries. The Cubs have had more than their share. The Cubs are really beat up. Okay, their pitching has suffered a lot of different problems. So whoever stabilizes is going to be able to take that division. But don't count the Pirates out. They may have a great second half, and you just never really know.
Right.
The other team to watch is the Colorado Rockies. Not because they're going to win the division. They're not going to catch the Dodgers. But they could definitely get the wild card. Okay, they're a pretty good team. They got good hitting. Their pitching's coming around. They got a good fan base. They're well coached. I think Colorado will have a much better second half of the season.
I think, and you may disagree with me on this, but I think that the one of another great team, or I wouldn't say great, but another team to watch, I still think is the Boston Red Sox.
I think they are not going to catch the Yankees. I'd be really surprised if they do. They're 11 games out of first place. Their pitching is really in tatters. Their pitching is what's going to make them or break them. I mean, they scored 13 runs against the Yankees on Saturday, and they still lost. They scored 8 runs against the Yankees on Sunday, and they still lost. They need to get their pitchers to pitch a lot better, or they're going to be watching the playoffs from home.
Right.
Okay. Having said that, they have a good offense. They also scored 13 runs in one game and 8 runs in the other. So they can hit with anybody. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with that? But I think the Red Sox could get in as a wild card. That's what I
agree.
I don't think they're going to win the division.
I also, like you've been mentioning, I think the Pittsburgh Pirates is another team that could possibly get in as a wild card contender.
It's possible. Very possible. Here's another team I think you should keep an eye on, too. It's the Washington Nationals. Okay, they had a horrendous start. They had a terrible start to their season. But now, guess what? They're over 500. They're only 7 games out of first place. They're only 4 games off the wild card. And, I mean, their pitching is starting to come around. They're getting some of their players back. I wouldn't give up on them if I were you.
I think another team, maybe not this year, and really 2 teams, and I've been saying this for a while now, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but in the next 3 years, is the Cincinnati Reds and Miami. I think those two will rebuild, and you're already seeing it in the Cincinnati Reds. They're much better than what they've been in quite a while, but I think Miami's kind of turned around the corner too.
I don't believe that Miami's going anywhere anytime soon, and the reason I don't think they're going to do that is they don't have any money. Unlike football, which has a salary cap, with baseball, the rich teams get the best players, and Miami just has a very hard time competing for the best players. I think they got a lot of good young players. Their problem is going to be holding on to them, because as those players mature, as those players have a season or two of success, they're going to go on to other teams who will just simply be able to pay them more than Miami will.
And as you've seen, you know, the Pirates are definitely a team to keep an eye on in the next 3 years, too, rebuilding, getting better. But I wanted to ask you one last question here. Who do you think is the best division in MLB?
Oh, the best division. Let me think about that one for just a second. There's a lot of good divisions. I like the American League East. I think that, I mean, you have the Yankees, obviously.
And the Red Sox.
Yeah, you have the Red Sox. You have quite a few good teams there. I mean, that's a tough one. Hang on a second. I lost my place here, if you want to know the truth. Best division in baseball. Well, you got the National League East. That's really good. You got a lot of good divisions out there.
I like the American League East. I really do.
You do?
I do. I can see multiple. I mean, the Yankees are great. I think the Red Sox are a team to keep an eye on. I really do like the American League East.
There is no, I mean, other years there has been a division that has stood out as a really, really good division.
And this year.
I don't really see that this year. I really agree. Don't.
I do. That's fine if you, I mean, I like you. You mentioned the American League East. I agree. I think the American League East, it's either the American League East. I like Houston's division. I like the Dodgers division. I mean, it's good stuff out there from MLB.
Yeah, the National League West, the Dodgers, I mean, they're 57-29. San Diego is in
fourth
place, or next to last. And they're at 500. They're 42-42.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good balance in that particular division. And even the San Francisco Giants are 37-47. They're last, okay? None of the divisions really pop out. I tell you who the worst team in baseball is right now, though, is the Baltimore Orioles.
Orioles, and that's a surprise. And that's the other thing is, who do you think's
the... No, not to me. They were the worst team last year, too. But having said that, here's the funny thing about baseball is they went out and beat the Cleveland Indians 13-0 the other day.
Right.
So you just never know.
Who do you think the best? Well, who do you think? What surprised you the most? I mean, is there a team that that you thought was a big surprise with the record, or?
The Yankees have surprised me, not because of their record. I thought they would be really good this year, but with all their injuries, I never thought they'd be able to continue to win like they have. Okay. That is a real surprise. The other surprise to me is the Minnesota Twins.
The Twins.
They have an 8-game lead in their division. I never thought they would be as good as they've been.
A team that surprised me, honestly, is the Milwaukee Brewers. I honestly think
they won the division last year. They almost went to the World Series last year. So to me, that's not a real big surprise. I'm a little bit surprised that that division is as close as it is. Okay.
Right.
Another surprise to me is the Dodgers. I thought they'd be good. I didn't think they'd have a 12-game lead. Okay.
Right.
I didn't think they would be as good as they've been. And Houston, even though they're in first place, they haven't dominated exactly like they've done.
I agree. Houston. Yeah, I have to agree with you. I fully agree with Houston. I don't know if I technically agree with you on the Baltimore Orioles, but I definitely agree with you on Houston. For me, the Orioles was a surprise, but that's just me.
Really, the Orioles were the worst team in baseball last year, and they really didn't do anything to solidify their team. I'm not surprised there is. They have a, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Norfolk Tides are their top farm team.
Yes, I did know that, yeah.
And the Tides don't have a very good record either. So yeah. they don't have
the balance.
A lot of
yeah.
people coming up there that's going to make them better anytime soon.
I agree. All right, well, thank you for being on Carson's Court, and you have a good rest of your night.
Well, it's always a pleasure, sir. And anytime I can add value to your show, I'm here for you. Okay?
All right. Have a great night now. Bye.
You as well. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's not going to be a wrap-up podcast today. I have skipped the last few. I did want to bring up one interesting point, and this is it. The Golden State Warriors with D'Angelo Russell, I think that was an interesting move by the Golden State Warriors. I think Golden State is thinking he could possibly be the next Kevin Durant and want to fill in. So that was a surprise for me with the Golden State Warriors. Well, thanks for listening to the My Show podcast. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. Coming up tomorrow, Summer League, Kawhi Leonard. That's the big thing. Coming up on my show. Stay tuned for that on the Carson Squad podcast. For the last time, we are live in Virginia Beach. Stay tuned tomorrow on Carson's Court. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a great day.